From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have released video footage of the fatal shooting of a black man by police officers that set off violent demonstrations there earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry into the shooting.
We're releasing evidence that we believe, based on our fact-finding mission, that it will give you indisputable evidence that the facts we started with are the facts that remain today based on two independent investigations up until this point.
Community activists have been calling for days for Putney to release the body cam and dash cam video of the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's family has viewed the videos and called on Putney to release them to the public. On Friday, the Scott family released amateur video of the incident shot by Scott's wife, where police are heard telling Scott to drop the gun several times before firing. President Barack Obama and members of a family that spanned four generations rang a bell from an African-American church to herald the official opening of the National Museum of African-American History and Culture Saturday. Mr. Obama told the thousands gathered at the museum that it shows how protest and patriotism inform one another.
That African-American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
Others at the ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum, and Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who called it a dream come true. This is VOA News.